And now, here's Sister Susanna Edmonds.
This time last year, Christian musicians, including Wollongong's own Bishop Ryan, united to sing a blessing over Australia. Similar movements occurred in over 24 countries across 6 continents. The song chosen, written by Kari Jobe and others, repeats 35 times, "He is for you." This powerful proclamation resonates both with the truth about who God is and the truth that the human heart most needs to hear. To love is to will the good of the other. So the God whose very nature is love can have no desires for us, no stance towards us, other than for our happiness. A happiness that no thief can steal and no moth destroy, both in this life and for all eternity. But while on this earth, we are never able to see all sides of the story. After all, we can't even see at one time more than 3 sides of a cube. Christ himself, innocent though he was, died once for sins. The sins of all women and men, the cumulative consequences of humanity's rejection of God. When Jesus descended into the place of the dead on Holy Saturday, those who refused to be saved by a wooden ark were offered salvation through a wooden cross. Those who were too caught up in life's pleasures to listen to the words of Noah heard the word of God himself, who went to preach to the spirits in prison. And, as with all those who die, we pray that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has entered heaven and is at God's right hand, they now share his glory and sing his praise, a joy that knows no end. Catherine of Siena wrote, "You must believe in truth that whatever God gives or permits is for your salvation." And just as the best rainbows are seen during sun showers, so too are we best able to give glory to God when we let him lead us through suffering with trust in his providence and love. It was after Jesus had endured the temptation in the wilderness that he was ready to proclaim the good news that the kingdom of God is close at hand. Let us make acts of faith that whatever God sends our way today will be for our salvation, our eternal happiness.